flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Welcome back to the second guest show. Mike Dottiglio along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Bobby J and I will be on until 8 o'clock tonight. He's with us each and every Monday night, other than last Monday, because we kind of got, we didn't get snowed in, but we got weathered in. Mr. Dave Hilbert from the Silver Slipper. Dave, so how'd you make out last week?
Man, well, you know, it was just an amazing experience to see all that kind of snow.
You know? Yeah, we all grew up in this part of the country, just, and man, it was crazy to see.
It was just crazy, man. I mean, just here, bam, and it just kept coming and coming and coming, and man, it's hard to drive, and then the next day you got to camp out and get home and not drive anywhere. Roads were closed down, but it's almost like, and I did like one on Monday, did one of those hurricane supply runs, you know, to Walmart, got the beer, got the hamburger meat, man. So we might be socked in until Friday.
Well, and then the kids.
Pretty near were.
Well, yep. And the kids and the grandkids love it.
Oh, yeah, did man. They love they it? No school.
No school, snow day. You know, you go play in the snow. So they love that.
Dave, tell everybody what's happening here at the Silver Slipper what's going on Super Bowl Sunday.
Well, first off, we had our first briefcase bankroll promotion this Saturday night where we gave out a total of $25,000 in cash. And Hector from Slidell. A great young guy. He won $10,000, man. He was thrilled. We lined up 6 briefcases on stage, and everybody opened them up at the same time, and Hector got the $10,000. So it was a good night. And
So it's like $10,000 cash or
$10,000? Oh, cash, man. Oh, cold hard cash.
Cash money, man.
Oh, God.
Cash money.
Yeah, exactly.
I saw the picture with Hector. He seemed to be excited about
He's good. He's a good kid.
So you can never tell his family he never won anything.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
And they got pictures to prove it.
Oh, look, man, we've had people on stage here. But I've had them break down and cry when they won a car. Man. And then I've had people up here that won a car 3 times in the last 19 years.
3 times?
You can believe it.
In 19 years?
Yeah, so we had a couple of those. But yeah,
man, wait a minute. But I want to go buy a lot of tickets
but
with
they're
them.
Also, they're also they here every day gambling.
So. Oh, okay. That eliminates
it. Increase the odds. That's like, Mike, you know who won? The NFL player, Hollywood Henderson.
Hollywood won.
He won the lottery twice.
Twice.
Yeah, right, that's right.
Now, he lost. He didn't have anything, and then bang, he wins, I think, a Texas lottery. And not once, but twice.
Yes, I won a bunch of millions.
But if you play every day,
you're hanging out in 7-Eleven all day long.
and you hope that he didn't put it all to cocaine.
Oh, I mean, man.
No, because that's what he got in trouble with.
Hollywood had some issues.
Yeah.
All right, of course, now for the Super Bowl, we're going to have a – We're having new, bigger than ever football square for Super Bowl, and you can only earn them on that on Super Bowl weekend on that Saturday through that Sunday. But we've doubled the money on the quarters, and now it's $250 in free play for the first and third quarter. $500 for halftime and $1,000 for the final score. And of course, if Bobby predicts the final score, well, we double it to $2,000.
He did get it right.
I have picked the Super Bowl
right.
That's when, you remember
Pittsburgh,
the
Seattle.
Seattle.
Huh?
Yes, the Steelers versus the Seahawks. And the Seahawks got, you want to talk about the officials not getting calls right. There was five calls against the Seahawks that was like, are the officials on the take? But what are you doing? It was so obvious against Seattle with Pittsburgh in them. Was it 23-17, Mike, or something like that, the score? But I did get it.
No,
exactly
Mike Holmgren
right.
still talks about
yeah.
that.
No,
you know, how could
ridiculous.
They telling us this is the best crew in the NFL, and every call went against them that day. But again, you know, sometimes you got to overcompensate, and you got to overcome.
So who's the quarterback stuff. Seattle? Hasselbeck?
Hasselbeck.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He didn't stop, but
Man,
yeah,
but that was a tough one.
But Seattle ended up winning a Super Bowl later. With
and
Russell
they should have won a second. Man, that pass in right near the end zone. Give it to Marshawn.
Yeah.
Oh,
and,
my God.
But to show you how he's still relevant, and can you make yourself relevant, Pete Carroll, he ain't quitting. He ain't quitting. He's 73 years old. He's the head coach of the Raiders. The Raiders just hired Pete Carroll. I said, but he's a young 73, Mike. You would think he's like 53.
Yeah.
That's a lot of energy.
He's got a lot of energy for a 73-year-old
man. You might say, now think about the challenge he's facing. He's taking over the Raiders, and you're going against the Chiefs. You're going against Jim Harbaugh. You're going against Sean Payton. The Raiders still might be in last place. It could be better. Now, think about the
and
AFC
you don't
West.
Have a quarterback.
How tough the AFC West is.
That's the tough part. And I think the Saints will have some fallout from that, too, because you don't have that young quarterback. That's why, for me, Chicago was top of the list, because you had a guy that potentially could be the guy with Caleb Williams. After that, once Khan got rid of Trent Baalke, it opened up Jacksonville. They got cap money. You got a young quarterback who at times has played well, but he's rode the roller coaster with Trevor.
Hey, listen,
Lawrence.
You are a military brat, Dave. Now, think about this as a coach. You got to be willing to move. You look at Kubiak, a one and done here. He's going to Seattle team with Geno Wilson. Now, they didn't make the playoffs, but they were 10-6. I don't know. That's a pretty good supporting cast. So here's Kubiak. Clint Kubiak is going to Seattle, and Dennis Allen's going to the Bears. And they have, I'm telling you right now, you remember what I'm telling you, Dave. You might say, hey, Barry, you're full of crap. And you might say, but I'm telling you, Dennis Allen would do awesome with the Bears defense. Watch. I'm telling you, Dennis Allen will do awesome with that Bears defense. I'm not saying it's going to be Vic Fangio-like when he left the Dolphins to go to the Eagles to go to the Super Bowl, but Dennis Allen will do a great job with that Bears defense.
Also, Michael Hodges, who was the Saints linebackers coach. Man, and I remember Sean Payton really talk up Michael Hodges. He's now the new linebackers coach for the Cincinnati Bengals.
For the Bengals. Yeah, so you come on, I'm going with Joe Burrow and that supporting cast.
Man, give me some players on defense now.
Yeah, they got Trey Hendrickson. Look at the sack leader in the whole NFL. That would be a good thing because you got the supporting offense that should be able to help the defense. The defense just has to be a little bit better. So all those coaches, they move to better places. Now, you got to be willing to move, but maybe better opportunities to win this upcoming 2025 season.
Man, the one thing with Mike is he looks on defense and, man, this is what I got. on defense, got a lot of rebuilding to do in Cincinnati.
Before the last thing, okay, one thing, no, everybody follows the football. Do the Saints in the interior D-line, we can't even hold the Chiefs or the Eagles' job.
No way.
You know what I mean? Mike, look at Chris Jones and all them. Just look at
Jalen Carter.
Exactly. Look at the Eagles in the interior, how disruptive they are, and the Chiefs. We don't have them cats. Well, we don't have them. So, Mike, I don't know who
this is a
drive.
Personnel issue.
Yes.
You can bring in any coach you want. Unless you fix the problem
they got the horses.
Of getting in players, you are going to have the same thing happen over and over.
At the point of attack. At the point of attack, north and south,
okay,
going right at
who's
you.
Got the best offensive line in pro football?
Right now,
Eagles.
The Eagles. Yes, yes.
Look what they got up front. Nothing against Saquon. I think Saquon's a special player. No question about that. But look who he's got blocking for him.
Hey, Saquon would not have rushed it. If he never left the Giants, he would not have rushed close to 2,000 yards.
No.
The Giants offensive line, they can't hold the Eagles' job. I mean, come on.
And so the Eagles were hurt up front with their center and guard. And look what they did to the Commanders. They were knocking them off the ball. It was sometimes 2 or 3 yards. That goes to show you old school football still wins. Look what Buffalo did to Kansas City for 3 quarters. Bob, they ran the football on the Chiefs. They ran it right at them.
That is, I'm glad you brought that up, Mike. And I'm glad that is the problem to me when you watch Joe Brady. Why didn't he run James Cook more?
I have no
idea.
He
ran for 84 yards. He had 2 touchdowns. Listen, Joe Brady still has a ways to mature. I'm a Joe Brady fan. But they didn't give James Cook, not Dalvin Cook, his brother, but James Cook. They didn't give James Cook the football enough.
I agree. Because they didn't stop it. The Chiefs didn't stop him.
Right.
You stopped him.
So that's why, listen, Kellen Moore, I'm running freaking Saquon Barkley. I want to see the game plan that the Chiefs to stop Saquon. Now, if you're going to load in the box, then shame on
then
Jalen Hurts.
Got to make the play.
If they don't have success one-on-one. And look at the receivers they have. Their number two, Mike, from a meet all
Devontae
of a sudden.
Devontae Smith.
Would be a number one for a bunch of teams. Mm-hmm. Is Chris Olave as good as Devontae Smith? No. Okay, so I'm just trying to keep it real. And then Mike, you look
or do you have a tight end as good as Dallas Goedert?
No. So, look, to me, the number one GM in the whole NFL is Howie.
Howie Roseman.
With the Eagles.
And what? You know, he's. I talked to Pete Jenkins. We'll have Pete on Thursday with us. But Pete was telling me, and I didn't realize this, he said Howie started as an intern in 2000, has never worked for anybody else.
Wow.
He's worked for the Eagles the entire
time. Well, it's kind of like Dave Gilbert here, the Silver Surfer.
No, Dave had a couple stays.
Here you have
him. Oh, man.
Dave Hilbert is the Howie Rosen of casinos here. Getting
oh,
it done.
Man.
Dave, give us your pick. What you think right now, early?
Man, I think it Kansas City by a touchdown. That's
okay.
Oh, okay.
In the last minute.
Oh, so that point and a half
won't
matter.
Yeah, man, exactly.
So, anything special here for Super Bowl Sunday?
Well, we're going to have the Super Bowl squares is a big thing, and then we're going to have the show on for a recap the day after on that Monday.
How about that?
Exactly right.
We'll be back.
It'll be a good party.
All right.
Come on down.
Come on down to the Silver Slipper. We'll be back with more Second Guess right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on the Second Guest Show, Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino, Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Let's go to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line. Let's go to Big John in Mid-City. Big John, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Well, good afternoon, gentlemen. Kind of an interesting week we just finished up around here. Huh?
To say the least, yeah.
Yeah. But Big John, so who do you want at head coach for the Saints? I mean, you know, you're part of the Houdat Nation, and, you know, you'd be a nice representative, get a vote. Who you want?
It's an interesting question. I mean, I think they're leaning toward Mike McCarthy. And I've said this, you know, to you before, I don't really want a retread of a coach. But Mike McCarthy does have skins on the wall. And, you know, I haven't really been excited by any of the other coaching hires outside of Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn, who were definitely near the top of my list. So, you know, I'm gonna go with Mike McCarthy. I know they're waiting to interview Kellen Moore, and you know, the only problem I have there with Kellen Moore is, you know, does he have the gravitas to be a head coach? I mean, we know now there's a big difference between being a coordinator and a head coach. Sean Payton had the gravitas to be a head coach, and Coach Moore obviously had the gravitas to be a head coach. Would Kellen Moore have that? I don't know.
Big John, this is the biggest question mark, and I've talked to so many people in the league, and a lot of them have went through the process of interviewing coaches, and the one thing they bring up, you hire a guy that's never been a head coach before, and okay, Sean Payton is a little bit out of the ordinary in that he was never a head coach. Think about Andy Reid, okay? He gets hired by Philly. He wins big there, but he doesn't win a Super Bowl.
So they get rid of him.
He goes to Kansas City. Look the success he's had.
He might be the greatest of all time when all said and done.
Bill Belichick. Look what happened with him.
With the Cleveland
Browns.
Never
been a head coach. Goes to Cleveland.
Nothing.
Matza. All of a sudden, look what happens when he goes to New England.
Tom Brady, Andy Reid gets Pat Mahomes.
So
you know,
man, people want the hot shot guy, but there is nothing like ever being the boss. When you the boss, okay, there's no passing the buck. You the guy. You the guy that has to make those decisions. And it's a lot more difficult than people might think.
And you know, Big John and Mike, you know what's crazy? Okay, because now every day is introducing every team's introducing a new head coach today. You know, the Saints, are we waiting to see what's going to happen? But did you notice, I'm not saying it was Dan Campbell-like, but it was heading in the trend
Aaron
in that
Glenn.
Right direction. Aaron Glenn.
Very much.
Aaron Glenn, but listen, he never talked that kind of smack, but now he's the man. Like Dan Campbell's the man with the Lions. Aaron Glenn's the man with the Jets. Just look at his press conference and how boastful he was. They all come from Sean Payton. Sean Payton, I think, was boastful because of Bill Parcells.
Exactly.
And then you look at Dan Campbell and Aaron Glenn. You know, I remember talking to Aaron Glenn and all that. He was never that
he
boastful.
He was never open like that.
But
never
but
talked
he was
like
never
that.
The man.
That's right.
Now he's the man, and I'm familiar with New York. And I'm going to tell you, I'm not saying biting him in the kneecaps, but just look at the Aaron Glenn press
Listen
conference.
Listen to it.
And Holly say how demanding he is. That's very Sean Payton, Dan Campbell-like.
And one thing with
you know, and that coaching tree.
I remember Dan at his press conference with Detroit talking about when he was the interim head coach with Miami and how much that helped him. Because
yes.
He said, I'd never been in a position where, okay,
yeah,
it's up to you.
Yep.
You the guy. You have to make this final choice. There is something about experience. And if you're winning and have experience, why do you go out and hire a guy like Pete Carroll? He's won before. He's got experience.
Well, I can tell you right now, and I think Darren Rizzi is humble enough, Big John, that I think Darren Rizzi would, you know, even though he was the interim head coach, and now you want to be a head coach, that he would stay with the Saints and be a special teams coach. The reason why I say that he won't be the head coach, because they got rid of the offensive coordinator. Kubiak's now in Seattle, you know, Dennis Allen's going to Chicago, but Kubiak going to Seattle, I said, well, Darren Rizzi's not getting the job. But it doesn't mean Darren Rizzi. A lot of teams don't want him to be the special teams coach.
My thing is, a lot of people about Cliff Kingsbury. Tell me where Cliff Kingsbury won in college. What did he win? He won, had one season with the Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah, and went to Texas Tech and Colin Murray. No.
He's a great offensive mind. What are you going to do for me defensively?
No, Mike, he's a great offensive mind depending on the type of quarterback he's
When you
coaching.
Have Colin Murray or Pat Mahomes at Texas
Daniels.
Tech.
Or
Jaden Daniels. Daniels, yes.
Yeah, that would be the worst fit. If you got him working with Derek Carr, I don't know. He would do better with Spencer Rattler, I think.
I agree with you.
You know, just look at the type of quarterbacks and the type of plays he would call.
More suited toward Rattler than he is toward Derek Carr.
That's why I don't think that's going to happen. And then I look at Joe Brady. He didn't have most. He's still learning. Then having an outstanding performance in the AFC Championship game.
the different play calls that he had working with Josh Allen. So that's why, to me, it's either, Kellen Moore, if you're going young, or Coach McCarthy.
Because Kellen is really young as a head coach, really young. Now, my thing with Kellen is most of that time was in Dallas.
Yeah.
As an assistant coach. Last year when they parted ways, he went to the L.A. Chargers for a year. And then he goes to Philly. And I got that offensive line with Saquon and Jalen Hurts. And, man, I got that receiving core of A.J. Brown, Devontae. Dallas got it. Hey, I'm going to win a lot of games here.
Well, and that's what you have to look at. You know, he could call the right plays. Now, you got to have the horses. You have to have the players. He guided a top 10 scoring offense 4 times in 6 seasons. So, Mike, that's like, it's not like one and done. I don't even know who Kellen Moore is. I know how he looks. I've never had a conversation. I just know what he's accomplished.
You know a crazy thing in Philly? You know who's his quarterback coach? Doug Nussmeier, Garrett's dad.
Hello? Okay, we all know that name.
How about that?
We all know that Nussmeier name, right?
So Doug Nussmeier, who was a quarterback with the Saints for a short time, and then he was the vagabond coach, like you say. You're almost like an army brat. You bounce from
you
here to there.
You got city to city. You got to go play wherever you got to. You get paid well, but you got to be willing to move.
So he's the quarterback coach today for the Philadelphia Eagles, and he'll be down for Super Bowl week, certainly.
And all I know is look at how stable. To me, he's cool. People might not like maybe they want him to be maybe a more prolific passer, but Jalen Hurts. All I know is Jalen Hurts is a winner.
And he's one tough dude.
I'm not saying he's Pat Mahomes, but Jalen Hurts is a winner. Again, the last time they played head-to-head, he outplayed Pat Mahomes. You can look at the numbers.
Okay, the defense has got to stop Mahomes somewhere along the line. They couldn't do it in the second half.
But the one thing, until the Chiefs could stop Saquon Barkley, Saquon Barkley has to have. You ain't saved
I would it. Feed it to him.
Okay, instead of breaking Eric Dickerson's record, they saved him. They saved him this moment. I'm like him and Saquon Barkley for sure 25, if not 30 plus carries, until they stopping the son of a gun and they got 8 in the box.
And then I can throw it downfield.
And then you got one-on-one coverage. No, if the Eagles don't turn over the ball, they can beat the Chiefs, I'm telling you.
Go ahead, Big John.
Yeah, well, look, my thing with Coach McCarthy is, you know, you really can't look at the Dallas situation as a measure for his success coming here to the Saints. Because if he comes here to the Saints, you know you're not going to have to deal with, you know, the alpha dog that's up in the front office here in New Orleans. I mean, they're going to give him the control that he did not have in Dallas.
Yeah, because
he had no control.
No, and Mickey
couldn't even hire his own assistant.
Said that the new head coach is going to decide who's the future quarterback. So I think that's the right way to go, the right approach to go. And the bottom line, all I know is with Dallas, you might say ultimately you got to win championships, but that's hard to win three straight seasons to win 12 games. And he was able to do that with Dallas. And I'm telling you, the stability there. And think about this, Big John. We as the Saints organization right now, we don't want to go into like 5 seasons not being in the postseason. We are almost hoping right now, what can we get, double-digit wins? I mean, it's like, can we get to 10-7?
Can we get to 10-7?
And be in the playoff hunt. And we're in the playoff hunt. Now, we might look at Tampa Bay. Do we realistically think Tampa Bay was going to represent the NFC in the Super Bowl?
No.
No. But they were in the hunt. And I think to throw a fan, to who that nation a bone, you got to be in the hunt. And I think that's where we're at right now. That's why I think Coach McCarthy is the safe bet.
Okay, look at Dan Quinn. Great example. Okay, he had good success with Atlanta. And he had an opportunity to win a Super Bowl. Just run the damn ball.
Right.
Don't try to run up the score on the Patriots.
But that was Shanahan.
But Shanahan was running the offense. But you got to take control as
the head coach.
Head coach.
Yeah.
You got the final say. You could have won there, and it didn't work out later. But look the success he had this year. Now, he did have Jaden Daniels, and that does make a difference when you have that type of guy at quarterback.
And you know what's crazy about that, Mike and Big John? I think Dan Quinn was like the fourth or fifth top candidate.
He was the last hire.
Last
and he
candidate.
was Dan, Ben Johnson was on a plane. He was going to, and he changed his mind.
I'm staying in Detroit.
Think about that.
So the new team next year on the surface to me would be, who could be like the Washington Commanders in the 2025 season? I would say it'd be the Bears. They can have a turnaround. That with Ben Johnson and Caleb and all.
Let me see him do that in that division.
No, because it's going to be tough. Yeah,
really tough.
The Packers, you look at the Lions, look at the Vikings.
But he does have the potential young quarterback.
That's why the Saints can get to 10 wins. And you think, like, doubling it from 5 to 10, I think it's more 8 and 9, 9 and 8. But to me, the tough divisions right now, look at the coaches and all, the AFC West and the NFC North. Look at the AFC West, NFC North. That's a division I don't want to be in right now.
Because
you could be in last place and still be pretty good.
And still be in last place.
Yeah, exactly.
And not be in the playoffs. We'll be back with more Second Guess right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. Back here on the Second Guess Show, Mike D'Antilli along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Let's go back to our Oakland Hard Jewelers Talk and Text line. Let's go to Nick in Hornville. Nick, you in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Nick, what you got?
Hey, man, I just want to shed some light on it. Look, I'm all for Mike McCarthy, man, because you can remember in the Haslett era, we didn't even have a clue that Jeff Blake would have an outbreak like he did. Then flip it, Aaron Brooks compound with a good season after Jeff Blake broke his foot. So I'm all in for Mike McCarthy with our young quarterback to just get him going and teach him how to be an NFL quarterback.
You know, you make great
also
points.
Had Jake.
And Jake DeLong.
Jake was on that team, too.
No, and Dak Prescott.
Yeah.
Dak Prescott is all on board with Coach McCarthy. You know, when you think about, like, a coach and how you could trust him, I was like that with June Jones. And then all of a sudden, I'm learning to run and shoot. He helped me get to the Pro Bowl and all that. That goes a long way. I think Coach McCarthy, that I'm not saying Spencer Rattler is the future, but he would make him even better. And he would make, if Derek Carr is the quarterback, he'd make Derek Carr even better, like he did. You talk about Blake and then Aaron Brooks and even Jake DeLong. So, listen, I'm looking at Coach McCarthy, and, you know, he's played in. Now, think about this. There's a lot of skins on the wall, 22 playoff games. We're just trying to get to one right now, post Sean Payton. He's 11-11, but still 22 playoff games. And you look at 2000 to 2004, and you know, and 5 seasons in NOLA as offensive coordinator. You know, they were never lower than 14 in scoring, so they were always on the upper echelon, Mike. If you look at where the team, so I think Coach McCarthy, he didn't forget how to coach. That I think it's a winning scenario.
And he's been there, done that.
Yeah,
a head coach, and wins. He won in Green Bay and he won in Dallas, despite really not having much power in Dallas. I mean, when you don't have control of your assistant coaches, or virtually no say as far as personnel, that's difficult. You're in a bad spot there. But again, for the Saints, it comes down to player acquisition. That's bottom line with it. You got to get better talent.
You know, and when you're getting the personnel now, and you know, I've said this, Mickey Loomis said the next coach will have input on and key decisions, such as whether to keep Derek Carr quarterback, whether we're in a full rebuilding mode if that's necessary, or you know, even where to hold training camp. I've said that before.
So do you think that they're going to go back to California? They didn't have any success.
No, because they didn't win.
Yeah, exactly.
No, we went back to La Crosse like for 9 seasons because we won. That's why you go up to La Crosse, Wisconsin. It was awesome to practice there. But you have to win. I would say no, that you're going to stay on Airline Highway right there until you get things done. But, Mike, that is a big thing about when you look at as a head coach. And the skins you have on the wall, you might say, well, I want to go with a young guy. Okay, the young guy might work out. But, you know, the old guy brings more stability wherever he's been. Now, people might not They might hit
but
on
Bob,
Coach
that's
McCoy.
Not hip today, so to speak.
Oh, yeah. No, that's a good point.
I'm just telling you.
That's a good point.
It's not the hip coach, the young guy that you can present out there. Hey, everything's going to change. You know what changes? Get me talent. I can coach it if I got talent.
Well, the hip guy to me is Kellen Moore then. If you don't want to go with the old guy, then you go with Kellen Moore. So I can play both sides of the fence when I look at that. All I know is, okay, Dak Prescott's a legit NFL starting quarterback. I don't know if he's going to win anything. He's played like he's supposed to take the Cowgirls to the Super Bowl. Now, I don't know if that's going to happen. This is what Dak Prescott said, like a testimonial about Mike McCarthy. He said, I believe in him wholeheartedly. The guy's won a Super Bowl. He has won a Super Bowl. When you look at that, there's not many guys or coaches who have done that. And to have one that could do it from experience, I know how valuable he's been for me. I think if Coach McCarthy was coaching Derek Carr, Derek Carr would say the same thing.
I agree with
that. I think it wouldn't be like, oh, Coach McCarthy, he don't know what he's doing. Maybe you don't know what you're doing.
yeah.
You know, it'd be more like that. So that's why I'd be interested to see what direction that Mickey Nall is going to go in.
Man, but for me, though, Bob, if you're going to take a private plane and you're going to go to Philadelphia to talk to Kellen Moore, that tells me it's more than a passing interest.
No, that's
serious if you're going to take that plane and go to Philly and talk to Kellen Moore.
Well, because to me, Kellen Moore has skins on the wall, and Mike, you have to acknowledge that what he's actually done. What have you done for me lately? This is not an opinion. Again, his offenses have finished ranked number 8 in total offense, number 7 in scoring, and number 2 in rushing. Now, you have Saquon Barkley. But this is the thing that gets to me. You got the right pieces, the right players in place, that top 10 scoring offense 4 times in the last 6 seasons. So
all of that was in Philly.
Yeah.
Just one year in Philly.
Exactly.
He did that in Dallas.
Dallas, exactly. So that's why. Now, I don't even know what kind of – he might be – I don't know. I don't like his personality. He's too introvert to me. I don't know how flamboyant, if he's like a Aaron Glenn.
Or no, like you're not going to hear
or
what
like a
Aaron
Dan,
said
a Dan,
today.
Or like a Dan Campbell.
No, he's not going to be that
one. No, I don't even know him.
He's a former quarterback. Come on.
Yeah, but your quarterback, you could be a hard ass. You know, you can be get on him. So, no, I don't know. I looked at him. They showed a picture of him on the sideline. Jalen Hurts made a good player some, and he showed a lot of emotion. He was kind of like high-fiving and all that stuff.
We'll be back with more Second Guess right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. Finishing up here in hour number 2 of Second Guess, Mike DeTillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, the Silver Slipper Casino, Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Let's go to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. Let's go to Hollywood and Thibodeau. Hollywood, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hey, Bobby. Hey, Mike. How you doing?
All right, Hollywood.
All right, Hollywood. Are you at home or are you at Fouchon? You working or what?
I'm at home, getting ready to go to work Wednesday. That's coming
okay,
you're
going to work on Wednesday, okay.
Yeah, y'all doing all right?
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, yeah.
We're doing
so,
good.
So, Hollywood, who you want the Saints head coach to be? Because we're the only team still left without a head coach.
I got to go with Darylin Moore. He's young. He's no ties to Sean Payton. And it looks like we need an offensive coordinator because Kubiak left. So, who you see with that? We play with Kubiak.
Yeah, but with Kellen Moore, I could tell you that if you go in the young route, he got skins on the wall. He's done it in Dallas, done it in Philadelphia. Now, Philadelphia, the Eagles got a great supporting cast, so that might come into play. But I'd want somebody to tell me and explain to me why they wouldn't want Coach McCarthy. He might say, well, Bobby, we want to win a Super Bowl. Okay, he might not be able to do that in the with the Saints. But how about if he makes us relevant and we're back in the postseason? In that baby steps? And you're heading in that the right direction? And he has won a Super Bowl before. So it's not like, oh, he ain't never done that. He ain't experienced that. I'm just telling you. When you're going to hire an old coach like Pete Carroll with the Raiders, and Tom Brady's a part of that, and he's 73 years
old. A big part of it.
73 years of old. Coach McCartney's a young buck. He's only 61. So that's why when you think like, oh, Coach McCarthy's too old. No, we want like a more to Joe Brady, who's 35. You got players who are 35 still playing. I played till I was 37. What the hell? Then you want to be on first name basis with the coaches? Maybe the younger generation, they might embrace that and all that. But
just think of what Howie Roseman has done in Philly. He had Doug Peterson. They win a Super Bowl. Then Doug doesn't have a real good year afterwards. He gets fired. He brings in Sirianni. He's been to two of the last three Super Bowls. Okay, that's not all about coaching. That's about talent. That's about accumulation of talent that's with the Eagles.
Well,
I'm not trying to poo-poo coaching. It does matter. Well, but it does matter who I'm coaching.
No, it does matter who you're coaching. But that's why I say with Sirianni, maybe you know, he's fooling all the public and the fans and all that.
Let my assistants take care of it.
Yes, yes. You get the right assistants. You give them the power. And you don't like, I got to control everything. You know, macro versus micro and all that. And given the responsibility. I look at Coach Arianno with the Eagles as kind of like a poor man, John Harbaugh. I mean, like special teams guy, and then
come on, he ain't telling Vic Fangio what to run on defense, and he's not telling Kellen Moore and Nussmeier what to run on offense.
No, no, he's putting the faith and the trust in them. He's just that you know, like Dan Campbell. Dan Campbell wasn't calling the plays. The Lions, that was Ben Johnson. The same thing when Aaron Glenn was calling the defense. Now he's the head coach of the Jets.
And now Kelvin Shepard, former LSU player from Georgia, is now the new defensive coordinator.
No, that's when they had Mike. I never forget. T-Bob.
Two of them from.
T-Bob was at LSU. Perry Riley.
Yep.
And Kelvin Shepard. I said, T-Bob, boy, look at your boy. He's not the defensive coordinator. They're from Stone Mountain, Georgia. He's the defensive coordinator for the Lions, boy. Talk about paying their dues.